Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have permitted us to awaken to another new day of grace. We thank you for the holy angels that protected us and for the sheltering wings of our Savior under which we could safely abide. Above all, we thank you for forgiveness, which you earned for us by your innocent suffering and death. Dear Father, we pray that we would always truly appreciate your grace and love. Be with us. Bless us this day. Bless this service. Help us all to receive the word in faith and to live according to it. Amen. The words of our text are written in the Gospel according to St. John in chapter 8 in verses 31 and 32. Christ says, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." If you continue in my word. The people that Christ addressed these words to were Jews who had come to faith through his words. They were in faith at the time he spoke to them. Christ, however, knows that becoming a believer doesn't automatically mean that we'll remain in faith. He therefore stresses the importance of continuing in the word of Christ. We need a continual spiritual food. It's possible for a person to be converted by reading, by hearing one sermon, or by reading one passage of the Bible. When he becomes convinced that he's earned God's wrath and displeasure, and then finds comfort in the news that Christ has died for him, then he's a believer. But remaining in faith is the important thing that God stresses here. Continuing in Christ's word means that we must use this word constantly. Read it and study it. Ask the Holy Spirit to give us understanding and faith, the ability to concentrate. And continuing in Christ's words also means hearing it regularly in the company of other Christians. There are several passages in the Bible where God urges us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. We need the exhortations of our fellow Christians. Sometimes we need their admonishment. And the Bible says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thanksgiving in your hearts to God." And continuing in Christ's word means obeying the word. It's not enough that we store knowledge of the scriptures. There are a lot of people who know the content of the Bible. Some have studied it merely for the purpose of rejecting it. But continuing Christ's word means living that word. Not being a follower of Christ only in name, there are people who are active in the church not because they believe their sins have been forgiven, but because they think that by doing the work of the church, God will compensate them some way. But continuing in Christ's word means believing and then putting this word into practice. Another result of continuing Christ's word is that we'll be convinced of the truth. In the United States, there are over 200 different religious groups, all claiming to be right. It's important that a person becomes convinced of the truth personally. And Christ promises if we continue in his word, he'll make us convinced of the truth so that we can say, "Not this says the Lord, this is the way it is." And when we know the truth will make us free. Free from the accusations of our conscience. Free from the slavery of sin. The devil can no longer be our master. We'll have the power to resist his temptations. And we'll have the power to live our faith. So, continue in Christ's word. How important that is for us. Study it, read it. Come to the gatherings where Christ's disciples meet. Exhort one another, admonish one another if need be, and hear the word, the law which will convince you that you have earned God's wrath and displeasure, and then the glorious news of the gospel that your sins have been forgiven because Jesus took your place, took all your sins for his own, suffered and died for you on the cross, earned forgiveness and everlasting life for you, and gives it to you as a free gift. That's when a person is really free. Though what type of experience he has to go through, he knows he's God's child, that all things work together for his good. Like the Apostle Paul in prison, singing and praising God, thanking him, so we too, whether we're sick or enjoying good health, whether we're in trouble, we can be assured that our sins are forgiven. The truth has made us free. And one day we can enjoy the freedom of heaven. And imagine that freedom will never end. Thank God for the gift of freedom. Amen.